Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path by Ken Stallings is about how faith became a key component of Ken's life. It describes Ken's experiences through life, ultimately leading to a strong and sustained faith in God. More specifically, his experience with a company that God allowed to come into his existence, into his life to serve people in communities as well as customers across the country. Ken was born and raised in Carrollton, Georgia, attended Southern College of Technology, where he obtained a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. He began his professional career with NCR in Atlanta, worked his way up through management, finally holding a VP position at NCR. This included brief stints with AT&T and Lucent Technologies. After 19 years working for large companies, Ken began his journey with a company called Coliant Solutions. This is a company that came into existence in 2002 and is owned by Ken and his wife, Contessa. This is where Ken has spent the last 21 years of his professional career. Ken Stallings, author of A Walk of Faith Is Not a Blind Path, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This is really a book of encouragement for everybody who reads it, receiving excellent reviews. What was the inspiration to write A Walk of Faith Is Not a Blind Path?
That's an interesting story within itself. I live each day to look for what the good Lord has in store for me. And so the good Lord laid on my heart to write a book. And those who know me know that that is crazy because I don't like to read or write. So I had a conversation with God saying, look, you got the wrong person. you know me, and so this went on for about 3 years, going back and forth with God and myself and having conversations about what he was wanting me to do. And finally, I succumbed to his will, knowing that, he's going to get what he wants in the end anyway. So after 3 years, I finally just acquiesced and decided to, put forth an effort in writing this book, and that, basically look for him for guidance in writing the book and the inspiration for doing it. So to answer your question directly, I would say it would have to be God's inspiration to me to write this book.
Well, you carried it out well. An excellent job with Ken's book, A Walk of Faith Is Not a Blind Path. You'll find it at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You did an excellent job with this. So it's hard to believe. This is your first book, right? And will you have any more after this experience?
That is correct. It was my first book. I felt like I was going to be one and done. However, I was making a business trip out to Bentonville to Arkansas to visit a customer, and on my ride from the airport to the office out there, I was one of those feelings again that, hey, you may have a second book in store called A Servant's Heart. So that may be in the works. I hope it don't take as long, if that's the case, as this one did. It took me about 8 years to finally get this one put together, even though it's a very short read. Hopefully it was, filled very succinctly with messages and points made throughout the book.
Well, and I say the reviews have been excellent for Walk of Faith Is Not a Blind Path. The guest on the program, the author, Ken Stallings, has been talking about it's being his first book. Who were some of the people influential in your life? Who were some of the people that shaped you are from maybe a business standpoint, certainly from a spiritual standpoint? Who influenced you, and maybe you sort of feel that influence as you were writing this book?
That is a great question. There were many. There were many. So honestly, my mother, to begin with, she's the one that led me to Christ and to give my life to the Lord. At a young age, as I grew older, I had, from a business perspective, I had a mentor in Dallas, Texas, Rod Gray, who inspired me in the business arena and actually opened some doors for me and so forth. I'd be remiss not to mention my wife, Contessa. She has been steadfast. She's a soulmate, and she's been there through thick and thin for me. She's been a huge support and an inspiration. I would say her parents, Ken and Carol Brown out of Houston, Texas, another great couple and a great set of in-laws who were an inspiration. And there's a couple more I'd like to mention. One is Dave Carringer out of Missouri. He is our chaplain for the company. Loves the Lord as much as anybody. He is a great inspiration. And I have another gentleman in Springfield, Illinois, Brian Clements. Brian is probably one of the closest friends I have. He is our COO. He took over the reins last October and has done a tremendous job. And he's very strong in his faith. He's a brother in Christ, and he's also an excellent, excellent business person. So those would be the top folks that inspired me with the book and through my professional career.
You've got that foundation of friends, of support. Now, with that, a very important element of this book is your life experiences. Talk about that, because from what you went through, you're able to guide us. Many of the situations, the same. Life is full of ups and downs, and we have to deal with that. Others may be unique to you, but we can relate to those circumstances. What role did life experiences play in writing A Walk of Faith?
I would tell you, probably we'll go back to my early days. I had a father that instilled a good work ethic in me. And so as such, that was good and bad my last couple years in the household. But nonetheless, that got me through college. I worked my way through college. It took about 7 years to get the electrical engineering degree. And then I went to work in corporate America. And as I entered in corporate America, I had goals of my own. I wanted to be a VP of a multi-billion dollar corporation by the time I was 40. I achieved that at the age of 38. But those were all my goals. I was on a path that I wanted to be on, not necessarily the one God wanted me to be on. And that's what was so unique. I spent probably the first half of my career chasing my goals. With Colliant coming into existence for the second half, it was interesting. It did a 180. I lived each day now for his goals, not mine. And what's so neat is the faith plays a major role in that, and just knowing that he's going to be there. He's going to be there to support. He's going to direct my steps and conversations. And it makes a huge difference. I find that I experienced more joy following his goals for me than I did for my own.
So the business really is a focal point of your book, isn't it? This is... Despite all of the successes you had in corporate America, what you're proud of that as well. But what you're really proud of is touching lives. Every day you work, you touch lives in different ways.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. It's amazing through the existence of the company, how we've helped in various ministries. We've helped churches. We've helped just families in need. Every person goes through a crisis, regardless, varying severity of the crisis, but every person experiences that. And when we created the company back in 2002, very first thing we did is we committed it to the Lord. It was his company, still is today. 21, 22 years later, it's still his company. And we were really just humble servants of that Client Solutions that he entrusted the company to me and Contessa and all the employees that make up the company. But it's through those experiences and being able to provide jobs for people that need jobs and also to serve the missions and ministry of Christ is really why the company existed. And through that, I was able to experience many different aspects, highs and lows. I mean, it wasn't all a rosy path, I promise you. But through faith, it got us through all. It helped us get through the tough times, and it allowed us to enjoy the great times.
Ken Stallings, our guest on the program, author of the book A Walk of Faith Is Not a Blind Path. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold. What would you say is the purpose of the book? Why did you decide to write this? And you had some personal reasons, some family reasons, as well, as I understand, as you were doing this. Talk about the purpose, and what do you hope we as a reader get from reading the book?
I do. The book started out, at least in my mind, and my intent was to write a message, kind of a parental guidance, if you will, to my kids, mine and Contessa's kids, Grant and Carissa, whom I love very dearly and very proud of. Both have done well in their lives. I feel both have a very close walk with Jesus at this stage, and you know, they're in their 20s. That's a tough time of the, you know, of people's lives when, you know, they can stray and there's a lot of influences out there. So perhaps, you know, out of the traditional parenting, maybe give them something that they could read and glean, something that might help them avoid a very bad mistake, which is hard to recover. And as I got on into writing the book, it dawned upon me that, you know, not just Chris and Brant could potentially benefit or be impacted positively. There could be others across the country, and perhaps then my view broaden about what God's wanting and what his intentions are for me to write this book.
You know, it's interesting you talk about wisdom and how you're able to use that wisdom now for basically the greater good in helping not only your children, but everybody who reads the book. How important is that to take all the, it's like you were put here for around 60 years and you're taking this knowledge now and sharing it with others. How important has that been?
It's been extremely important, and a wisdom is, you know, not to be taken granted or lightly. And it does come with experience and with years and so forth. And I will tell you, it helps a whole lot to be able to share that wisdom. And I would say that it was a key element in being able to recognize the things that occur through the business and how they played a role in God's path for me. But I will, it was just a great experience in writing the book, because I learned a lot and grew a lot myself when I was actually attending to write it to help somebody else along.
You know, there's so much in the book and such great wisdom and advice that you share. I want to talk about the title. The title, some of us think about, the expression is leap of faith rather than walk of faith. Talk about a walk of faith and is not a blind path. How did you come up with the title?
I did. And of course, the central theme is faith. And
yes.
Then obviously, I got to thinking about faith on a continual basis, day in, day out, throughout the day. It's got to be continuous. Well, a common phrase that most people have heard is a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith. Well, in my mind, that was a single occurrence. You're one and done type thing. And but to truly enjoy the benefits of expressing your faith, living your faith, you need to do it on a regular basis. It needs to be an integral part of your life, no matter what you're doing, professionally, personally, what have you. That's what I also found intriguing, is that faith touches every aspect of our lives, family, friends, professional, finances, you name it. Faith has a role. And so in doing so, I felt if I'm walking, I'm continually carrying out, carrying forward an action. And that seemed more applicable than the leap of faith.
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to go back to that. You talk about faith being something that's continuous rather than used periodically. How important is that? And I guess I say that because for so many people, it's probably something pick and choose. You'll have faith in a circumstance, you don't in another. How important is it not to pick and choose, but to have it there continuously?
I believe it's very important, because faith is not something that's just, you know, the same today as it is tomorrow.
Yes.
And as far as our experience with it, what I found is faith is a growing, evolving ability of ours, and something that we can have. So as I, through the 20 plus years with clients and through my experiences, I found my faith getting stronger. And it could only get stronger if I applied it in every situation and I used it routinely. And you know, the fear is, if you don't use something or you don't practice something on a regular basis, well, it gets dull, and sometimes you lapse in using it, and it defeats the purpose of not building a stronger faith if you don't use it continuously.
A lot of answers to these questions that we've talked about in depth in Ken's book, A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path. Is faith something that's misunderstood, that we don't really sometimes understand? Some might think it's a magic bullet. Some might think, well, it's something we call on from time to time. Is it something that's really not fully understood?
True, it is. Because faith in and of itself, taken from the Bible in its context, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, sounds very contradictory, all right? You would think, how can I be certain of something that I cannot see? Well, we can through God, you know, and having the faith that is there. So it just is to be able to experience it. And the other thing is to see the fruits and the outcomes of applying one's faith also helped me, and I think it helps other people too, to know that, hey, this is what faith did for me. This is my faith that got me to this point. It was my faith that got me over this hurdle. And I hear a lot of testimonies, which warms my heart tremendously, about people praying and putting their faith in God, and they're in a difficult situation, and they express the outcome, which is, you know, very good for them spiritually, as well as whatever they were facing. So again, it's a great experience.
In reading reviews for Ken's book, A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path, they praise you and Contessa for the business that you've started, talking about a modern Christian business owner, almost like they're surprised they have somebody that has the same values that that they share and do it in business, and you treat people in that manner. That has to make you feel like it's all worth it, like you've really taken the last, 19 years of your life and your business career and put them to good use in spreading the word and helping other people.
I do. It's an interesting story. The fact that with the company, with God's company being in existence, I'm going to contrast it a little bit with corporate America. I used to sit in meetings with senior VPs and CEOs across the country of large companies, and it was kind of a taboo to mention your faith or give any expression of the Lord and reference of what have you. But with the company, I can, you know, I had similar meetings with CEOs and VPs and so forth, and I had no issue in, you know, saying that we are a Christian company, that our principles are based off of biblical principles, and that's how we operate. That's what you get when you get Client Solutions now. And honestly, in all those years, and that I've been able to do that over the last 20 years, it's interesting how many smiles I get across the board table, and from those individuals, yes. And that look and expression on their face, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm just kind of not in an environment where I'm allowed to say it. But yes, I get what you're saying. It's really interesting. In fact, I had one of our larger customers, they sent a guy came out to visit with me many years ago. And I write Christmas cards, handwritten Christmas cards to a lot of people. And I try to live it every day. Of course, I wake up a sinner every day. So I fall short from time to time. But he came to visit. In our office, there's no doubt, you know, who we honor. We honor the Lord through our fruits and through our actions with the company. So he came in, and we sat down, and we began to talk. And he shared with me. He said, "You walk the walk." And I had no clue what he was talking about. And he said, "I said yes." And he said, "No, seriously, you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk." And I was trying to figure out where he was going with this, because I did not have a clue.
Yes.
And he was our best customer, so I was playing along here. And so I said, "If you say so, I'm sure I'll walk the walk." He said, no, I mean your faith. I said, "Oh, absolutely, dude. I live that every day." And I said, "Don't you get my Christmas cards?" He said, "I can't tell you how many Christmas cards I get that are, you know, have spiritual nature, but there's nothing behind them. There's a whole lot behind what you do, what you send, and what you say." And and just at that moment, I just felt so humbled and just filled with joy that he would acknowledge that.
It's a remarkable story, and the book is touching so many lives, as Ken is with his business every day. The book is A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path. Our guest is Ken Stallings. Minute or so left in the program. Time has gone by so quickly, but Ken, based on your experience, what advice, experience with faith in particular, what advice would you give the audience? What would you like to leave us with, and the role of faith and what it's done for you and what it could do for all of us?
Well, I would tell you, the advice I would give is it takes a conscious effort to practice your faith. It's just like going to a gym and working out. You have to make a conscious effort to practice it. And I think if I could leave the audience with one thought, and it's kind of the, I hate to take away from the ending of the book, but I Lord put that on my heart, and I felt it was so profound. And so I'll leave the audience with this. God has unconditional love for each of us. Then why can't we have unconditional faith in him?
That is a great way to end it, a thought-provoking ending in something that's simple to remember and should stay with us. That's part of the book, A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path, by Ken Stallings. Ken, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending time with us. Good luck on the next book. Hopefully it moves along a little quicker than the first ones. It sounds like you're well on your way. You've got the experience of number one. You've got the thought process going in your mind, and should be soon we'll be able to talk about that book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Ken Stallings. The book is A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path. You'll find it at all of the usual places. I thank kingpagespress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link to Ken's Amazon page, you can find out information on the book and order it there as well. Ken Stallings, the book A Walk of Faith is Not a Blind Path. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.